This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. We're here today at the National Museum of Scotland, where Careers Hive is taking place. Careers Hive is a yearly week-long free event, and it's run by Edinburgh Science Learning. They've got over 30 years' experience in delivering science education activities. It's a way of inspiring S1 to S3 pupils to pursue a STEM-based career. That means science, technology, engineering, and maths. The young people are going to enjoy a series of hands-on activities and join in discussions with young STEM professionals. And we've got a couple of young STEM professionals here with us right now. So maybe, first of all, I could get you to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Christina McHale. I'm a junior doctor working up in Dundee at the moment.
And I'm Richard Wall, and I'm a research scientist in drug discovery.
Oh gosh, I'm going to be really out of my depth here, aren't I? So you're really going to show some of these young people how to get from school to sort of the heights, as it were, of where you're at right now. And you, Christina, you're hoping to go into space with this, is that right? Yes?
So I am interested in emergency and space medicine, but I would consider applying for astronaut training as well, because STEM is actually quite important for being an astronaut these days. They do a lot of research in space, they need scientists, engineers and whatnot. But really, yeah, I'm interested in space medicine, so that's sort of looking after astronauts while they're in space.
So you're a doctor, you're a medical doctor.
So I'm a junior doctor up in Dundee, and hoping to start my training in emergency medicine later this year, and then hopefully branch into space medicine as well.
What's different about space medicine from ordinary medicine, apart from the pills floating around in midair, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it's just because it's a completely different environment. They're floating around in space, there's no gravity, the body changes in so many ways, so we have to be prepared for that. And then with the longer missions, sending people to Mars and things like that, we don't know what's going to happen when they get there, we don't know what's going to happen on the journey there and so on. So it's all quite exciting, all quite new, but it's just basically a new environment and we don't know it well yet, so it's quite exciting. And
do you think anybody's ever carried out an operation in space?
No, but I do know that there are people trying to work out how to do that at the moment, because, as I said, anything could happen on the way there. You could get an appendicitis, for example. They're trying to work on making a surgical workstation for the journey to Mars at the moment. It's quite scary. Hopefully it wouldn't happen, but these things can happen, so you need to be prepared.
So just give me a background to you. What did you study and where did you study?
So I've done 2 degrees. So I did my first degree in biomedical science up in Aberdeen, and then I did medicine at Glasgow. So that's my background. I went to school in Edinburgh. But when I was at school, I actually didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I wasn't the most focused or the best pupil. So once I did know what I wanted to do, I just focused on that and worked really hard. But I was by no means, you know, the best pupil at school or top of the class or anything like that.
Richard, where are you from?
So I'm actually from Shropshire in England originally. So I came to Scotland in the last 4 years.
And what did you study?
So I originally studied forensic science. And by the end of that, I decided that that's not something I wanted to do as a career at all.
It was a dead loss as a career, right?
It was very interesting, and there were certain aspects of it that were very exciting. But generally speaking, it wasn't actually, the job of being a forensic scientist wasn't particularly exciting.
So what are you doing now?
So one part that I did enjoy was a subject called toxicology, which is a study of poisons. And that kind of led me into what I do now, which is drug discovery. So at Dundee, we focus on basically inventing new drugs for tropical diseases such as malaria. So obviously it's a part of a big team, hundreds of people involved. And my job is to work out how these new medicines work. So why do they kill the parasites and not us? And then once we know this, we can make safer drugs. And this is obviously very important, because these diseases affect, you know, millions of people around the world. Maybe half the world's population is at risk from them. So having safe, affordable drugs is incredibly important.
So Richard, science. You studied forensic science. Where did you study that?
That was in the University of Central Lancaster. And then I went on to do a master's and a PhD in the University of Nottingham.
And then you saw the light and you came to Scotland.
And came to Scotland, yes.
And how do you make this a kind of an approachable subject for children of, they're between, what, 12 and 14 today or something like that?
It is obviously a very complex thing to explain. So a lot of the diseases we work on are caused by parasites. So that's something that I can talk about, and they can relate to how these microscopic parasites.
They can think about what they look like.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see them under the microscope and they're wiggling around, and it's quite a terrifying thing to see. And then just, I guess, understanding of how lucky we are in Scotland compared to other parts of the world where, you know, people of their age would be at risk of catching quite a few horrible diseases.
So your procedure is to actually make the drugs from scratch?
Exactly, and
that must then involve hours and hours in a lab. How do you make that exciting for a teenager or a young teenager?
I mean, in terms of making the drugs, like I don't find that particularly exciting either. So I would probably avoid talking about that. So we have a team of biologists like myself and then chemists. And it's a chemist who will obviously make the compounds and then they'll pass them over to us. And I think that I do the exciting part. But obviously the chemists do a very important part of actually making these compounds in the first place.
Which out of the all the science-related subjects that you both studied at school or whatever, which one do you think is the most important, is it?
So I would say that biology was certainly my favourite course that I did.
Why you're doing what you do, because you're doing something you like.
Yeah, but then I also say that maths is actually surprisingly useful. And just that kind of the theory behind the maths is actually quite helpful, I think.
I was going to say biology as well, but probably just because I enjoyed it. And there's a lot of physiology and how the body works and stuff like that, so I'm a bit biased. But I think in my field, certainly, they really want you to do chemistry. And I never enjoyed chemistry and I was never good at chemistry. But unfortunately, it's just one of those things you have to do if you do want to do medicine.
So you just have to study more?
You just have to do it, but it's not fun.
And have you managed to have a wee look around here in the National Museum? Have you looked at what some of the stuff that the children are going to be able to see today?
Well, I've been here before and I think they get spun upside down and they have to do a puzzle upside down. Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, right.
I couldn't do it. I lost, but I might try it again today.
You might have to try and do that in real life eventually. How do you round up what your advice to young people wanting to go into a STEM career is?
So my advice would be, don't worry if you don't know what you want to do yet, because it took me quite a long time to decide that I was doing something that I actually enjoyed. And if there is part of your studies which you really enjoy, focus on that, because you never know where it might lead.
Yeah, I agree with Richard. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but then I found something I enjoyed and I just worked really hard at it and went for it. And I think you just need to dream big and believe in yourself. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter if you're not doing well now. You can still do well in the future. You just have to keep going for it, really.
We'll have a great day here at Careers Hive at the National Museum of Scotland, organised by Edinburgh Science Learning. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.